Treating cancer is a race against evolution. Cancer cells adapt to the stress of an anti-cancer drug attack by mutating and evolving furiously to find ways of resisting the treatment. Pancreas and ovarian cancer are notorious for the speed with which they become treatment resistant. But it's true of almost any cancer, particularly those which return after what looks like initial success. A group of Sydney, Melbourne, Italian and French researchers think they've found the orchestral conductor which leads this often fatal genetic process. Professor David Thomas was the senior author of the paper, which is in the journal Science. David is at the Garvan Institute and is director of the Kinghorn Cancer Centre. Welcome back to the Health Report, David.
Nice to be with you, Norman.
What did you do briefly in this study?
Well, the first thing we did was to look to see whether the drugs that we've developed over the past 20 years do induce increased levels of DNA damage in cancer cells, not directly but indirectly. And so we studied lots of patients who'd been treated on trials and saw indeed that most of these patients experienced increased levels of DNA damage in their cancer cells after exposure to these drugs. And that led to the idea that somehow there may be some process going on as part of the evolving of drug resistance.
So you were equating drug DNA damage with drug resistance. There was a line there.
Yes, and that's well understood from Darwin, that genetic diversity is the fuel or the engine room that drives evolution and adaptation.
And from there?
Well, so once the cancer cell spins out a random mutation that makes it resistant to the drug, then that clone can start to grow back, and that ultimately leads to relapse.
And what you then did was you turned genes off and on to see what effect that might have.
Yes, in a somewhat heroic series of experiments, which took almost 2 years, the lead author on this paper, the wonderful Arkady Cipone, a postdoctoral fellow in my lab, systematically knocked out every gene in the human genome to see which genes were
every one,
every single one in a long-term cell culture experiments. He was looking for the genes that regulate this process.
But he wasn't taking any chances. He was trying every single one. What did he find?
Well, so he found he had to use multiple different drugs to make sure that he wasn't just looking for the genes that caused resistance to that one drug. What Arkady was after were the genes that mediated resistance to multiple different drug selection pressures. We're after the common process that explains drug resistance in general.
So you might have taken one drug which created resistance, but that might be downstream, but didn't get you to where what the term I use, the orchestral conductor, which is upstream, which kind of mastered the whole process.
Precisely. So that meant he had to use three or four different drugs under different conditions, and then in each of those conditions, knock out every single of the 22,000 genes in the human genome.
And then he found one.
Well, he found sort of a series of genes, actually, and we've focused on the gene mTOR, the master regulator or orchestra conductor, as you describe it. And we focus on that one because mTOR is actually known through evolutionary history to be what we think of as a stress-sensing rheostat in biology, right the way down to yeast and bacteria.
So in other words, it responds to stress and turns up and down processes in the cell.
Precisely. And so that made it a great candidate for what we were looking at because chemotherapy drugs are just drug selection, just another stress on the cell.
And so what then is the implication of this? What does it do?
So when you turn down mTOR, you essentially not do two things. First of all, you slow down the way in which the cell divides. That is a direct effect.
And well, that's a good thing.
That's generally speaking a good thing. In fact, we use mTOR antagonists in the clinic for precisely that reason.
So there's drugs which do affect mTOR.
Yes, the everolimus and temsirolimus and others are used for a variety of cancer therapies. But the thing that's been mysterious about those drugs has been the way they produce a short-term benefit, but rapidly the cancer comes back. And the overall survival benefits in trials of those agents have been disappointing. This could explain that.
So in other words, mTOR is a double-edged sword. It might slow it down, but it increases the resistance process.
Yes. So you can think about the cells going into a kind of bunkering down, putting their heads below the parapet to avoid the drug selection. While they're bunkered down, they're sort of hardy and resistant to the treatments. And eventually, from that state, of course, resistant cells can emerge is the way that we think about it.
Now, you've evolved an idea about new ways of treating cancer, which might avoid or subvert the mTOR process.
Yes, that's right. So what we have developed was this idea that drug resistance wasn't a one-step process, but in fact involved two steps. And the first of those steps was this explosion of genetic diversity in cancer cells as a consequence of the stress they're undergoing. Now, that explosion of genetic diversity is itself a vulnerable state because cells don't like to be shuffling their DNA around. Even if it provides an escape route under drug selection, generally speaking, it's a bad thing for them. So what we've come up with is an idea about combining the targeted therapies that we're using in the clinic that induce this state with agents that overload the cell's capacity to deal with DNA damage. And that idea of combinations is something we're testing now in trials.
And have you got any results you can talk about?
No, we're still designing the trials. As you know, Norman, we have the molecular screening and therapeutics trial here in Australia that acts as a vehicle for testing out these ideas. We should have the trial open by the end of the year.
So basically a double drug process, which will hopefully subvert what you've discovered in terms of DNA resistance. Look, thanks very much for joining us, David. We'll get you back when you've got some results.
I look forward to that, Norman. Thank you for having me.
Professor David Thomas is director of the Kinghorn Cancer Centre and head of the cancer theme at the Garvan Institute in Sydney. I'm Norman Swan. This has been the Health Report, and I'll see you next week.